Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Charlie Moore. He's the founder and the CEO of Rocket Lawyer Incorporated. That's rocketlawyer.com. I encourage you to go there and check out their program, their website, and what they offer to customers, what they offer to people who just want to hang out with them, noodle around on their stuff, and make some of their services available to you folks. I think it'll help you keep yourself out of trouble. It'll help you become better informed. Charlie, I want to thank you for the good job you're doing for so many small business owners out there.
Well, thanks, Jim. I say the same thing back to you.
I appreciate it. Hey, Charlie, one of the things that I talk a lot about on the show and have been since day one, almost 17 years now, is intellectual property. And I've reminded small business owners that everybody has intellectual property in business. The question is whether you're acknowledging it, whether you're identifying it, whether you're valuing it, whether you're protecting it, and maybe even registering it. And I've got a lot of intellectual property here that we've registered, that we have trademarks, we have several registered trademarks, we have lots of copyright stuff, and in fact, this year I had to defend a trademark.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was happy to tell my, it was pretty intense, and it was kind of frustrating, but I eat my own dog food. I defended my trademark against a bigger company, and I won.
Congratulations, and that experience, actually, when we were a smaller company, went through a very similar thing, had to defend the trademark. We were also successful and had good legal counsel representing us. Sounds like you did as well. I'm glad you brought up trademark because it's your good name. That's really where business value, goodwill in a business really gets started. It's one of the first things that people do in their business. They they name the business, and you want to start out on the right footing and build that value, and the trademark is an essential part of that. In fact, when you include trademark, 61% of business owners in our most recent survey say that they have concerns around intellectual property, including trademark. And trademark is definitely an intellectual property, can be an intellectual property asset for every business. And it
well, and it's not, and Charlie, it's not just about getting your own trademarks. But folks, for most small businesses, you've got just as much, if not more, of a potential peril of running afoul of someone else's trademark. So you got to check it both ways, don't you?
That's right. When you start up your business, one of the first things you want to do, it's in our 7 ways to bulletproof your business. One of the first things you want to do is to protect your good name, and that also includes doing a trademark search. Now, you can get somebody to help you with it, and we always would encourage, with our Ask a Lawyer feature, hey, type, I want to name my company Google. Is that okay? Into the box, and we'll get somebody, I'll give you the answer, not a good idea. But you could ask us that question, or you can use Google and do a search yourself. See if anybody else is using your name. You can also go to the Department of Corporations in your state. Most of them provide you with a search. We have links to them, and you can search them.
You can go to USPTO.gov and do some searches there, too.
Absolutely can. You should do as much. I'm a big fan of small business owners saving money, so do as much of this as you possibly can on your own, and then selectively get the advice of experts.
This is an area that can be the most troublesome for small business owners because every little town doesn't have a patent attorney in it. And usually you're going to have to go to a larger nearby town to get a patent attorney or an IP attorney, intellectual property attorney. And so that's the reason why, folks, I encourage you to do things like start out with folks at Rocket Lawyer and get them, let them get you started. I know, Charlie, when you guys get to the point where somebody needs to go and engage someone, you'll help them do that, right?
For sure. And a patent is the other, the basic types of intellectual property, you name them. I'm going to go ahead and get them out. Trademark,
quickly.
Talked about patent. Yeah, patent, copyright, and then really important, all businesses have trade secrets, whether
right.
it's a recipe or what have you. Trade secret is the one, and the way to protect that is in contracts. Make sure your employees are signing confidentiality agreements with you. And
we ought to come back next time and talk just about trade secrets. You know what, Charlie? We could do that.
I'd be happy to.
Hey, thanks, Charlie, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for all the good work you're doing for small business. Charlie Moore, ladies and gentlemen, with RocketLawyer.com. Be sure to check them out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.